Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome once again to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein, and our show is all about CEOs, business owners, and executives who are successful and who have successful businesses. Now today we're going to talk about collision repair, and we're going to talk about trees. We have two great guests in the studio today. First is Chris Abraham. Chris is the CEO of Service King Collision Repair. We have also have Jeanette Monnier. She is the president and CEO of Texas Trees Foundation. And we'll begin today's show with Jeanette Monnier. Now, Jeanette is the president and CEO of Texas Trees Foundation. It's a private nonprofit dedicated to greening North Central Texas, creating healthy communities through tree planting, education, outreach, and policy. Now, under Jeanette's leadership, the foundation maintains two urban tree farms and supports tree planting projects and education, outreach for municipalities, schools, utilities, and builders and developers. Her 28-year career in urban forestry has given her the opportunity to work with cities, citizens, policymakers, environmental professionals, and diverse populations. Jeanette, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
It's wonderful to be here, Steve. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for being here. There is a quotation on your website that says, "The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today." So I guess we can call you a tree hugger?
I am a tree hugger.
And I can see you actually going up the trees and hugging those trees. You spend a lot of time in the business, in forestry with trees. How'd you get started?
Actually, before I got into the nonprofit world, I was in the corporate world, and I was vice president of advertising and promotion for a large bank in Iowa. And I did volunteer work when I moved from Iowa to Minnesota. I did volunteer work in a master gardener program, and I found that I liked it. And what I also found was that my career in the banking business brought skills that we weren't seeing in the environmental field. And so the University of Minnesota approached me to see if I would work for them to create an oak wilt suppression program, a statewide oak wilt suppression program. And so we started to do that, and we created a program, and that was the beginning of my career. I knew nothing about trees, but the skills that I brought from corporate into the environment in the environmental area were skills that were really communication skills, promotion skills, advertising, marketing. And, you know, a lot of environmentalists like to talk to trees more than they like to talk about themselves. So it was a new concept for them. But we moved urban forestry forward, and we worked at that time actually with the state of Texas, because Texas, like Minnesota, has an oak wilt suppression or oak wilt problem. And at the time, Jake Pickle was here, and he was getting federal funds. And so we decided to piggyback on his work through the appropriations and get funding for oak wilt in Minnesota. And there the marriage was put together for me and Texas. I never knew I would be in Texas, but I am here and I love it.
So your plan was not to be in the tree business, nor be in Texas, but all that came together. And you came to Texas when?
I came to Texas at the end of 2007.
And became the executive director of Texas Trees Foundation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the original name. It's gone through a couple of changes. There was
it
a
has.
Merger. Tell us about the history.
The Texas Trees Foundation was formed in 1982, and it was actually the Dallas Parks Foundation. And then it went from the Dallas Parks Foundation to the Dallas Trees and Parks Foundation. And in 2004, we went to the Texas Trees Foundation so we could really address the environmental challenges that are in North Texas on a regional scale and not just kind of a municipal scale. And we have major environmental challenges here. And so it's our presence in North Texas to kind of move urban forestry forward, because trees play an important role in mitigating the challenges, the environmental challenges that we face.
Well, this is really a plains area, this whole part of the country. There are some native trees to the Texas area, but why is getting more trees in the ground so important?
Well, it's extremely important for two things. One is air quality and water quality and flooding and runoff. Those are the two main things. And then if you start looking at energy efficiency, so when you're in an area like Texas where we have our soils are clay soils, so you have a lot of flooding and runoff, and we have a lot of concrete here, we need to kind of create and integrate green infrastructure into the gray infrastructure. And that not just gets back to the air quality issues, because trees, you know, sequester CO2 and they take in particulates. And they slow down the water runoff, and they're part of the whole water cycle. So trees bring a quality of life to North Texas and to all areas that really people need. And I say people need trees and trees need people. And it's a symbiotic relationship, because without trees, quite frankly, we wouldn't do so well.
I was reading your website. I think there was something on there said that the property value of a home mm-hmm. will go up 10 to 17% by having a lot of trees.
It does. And actually, we also know that where there are trees around businesses, that the business, the sales increase and people linger longer. So it's interesting. In the early 90s, we started getting research to quantify the value of the trees. So we can actually give a return on investment of the work that we do in terms of quantifying the value of what we do. So if you look at trees and you look at the area that's harder to quantify is the psychological value that trees have on people. And research that came out of Champaign-Urbana, University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, shows that trees actually mitigate and help with the symptoms of ADHD. And when trees are present, young women actually make better choices and decisions. And we also know out of the University of Texas A&M, the research shows that when somebody has had surgery, you actually heal 20% faster when there's a view of nature in trees. So there's the psychological effect that trees have on people that we really can't quantify yet, but we know that they're there. And they're probably almost more important than the economic value that we know that trees provide.
Well, as Jeanette is talking, you may want to go to texastrees.org, and there is a tremendous amount of information on that site. We're going to talk about some of that in just a moment. One of the things I was interested in taking a look at, one of the tabs talks or explains how to actually plant a tree.
Right.
I didn't realize there were rights and wrongs. So
yes.
What goes into planting a tree correctly?
Well, excuse me. One of the things that we know is if a tree is planted wrong, it will not survive as long and it will not thrive. So the biology of a tree is such that if you plant it too deep, the roots have a tendency to what we call girdle. They go around and around and around. So when we have bad storms and you see trees that are uprooted and they look like a sucker, you know, a lollipop that's been on its side now, we know that tree was planted wrong 20 years ago. So if it's planted too deep, the roots go around and around. The roots of a tree are in the top 12 to 18 inches of soil. And so they need to go out, and the roots typically go out 5 to 7 times the length of the branches. So your tree's roots are in your neighbor's yards typically. And in order for a tree to really maximize the efficiency of the roots to take in water and to take in oxygen, the roots have to go lateral. So there, it's very important to plant a tree right. And I think one of the things that we're seeing now is as we are developing, especially in North Texas, development and the growth is tremendous. And there's a lot of economic development going on. And we talk about LEED certification and the importance of homes that are certified and buildings that are green. And what we need to do is we need to take that green beyond the footprint to the whole campus of that site. And in environmental development without, or in economic development without environmental integrity, we don't have the whole matrix. We don't have the whole piece of the pie to be able to quantify the value. And so getting the trees in the ground, whether it's with new engineering designs, whether it's new using structured soils, whether it's using what they call silva cells, which they used over on the Clyde Warren Park, getting the infrastructure for that tree to grow and thrive and survive, to really maximize the benefits that it provides, that's the key.
I have a tremendous amount of trees in my yard, which is one of the reasons why I purchased the home. A lot of live oaks and oak trees. I have a lot of seedlings that take root. Are they planted correctly when they actually take root?
They do.
Should I leave them there? Should I transplant them? What should I do?
Well, the best thing to do is actually leave the trees there if there's room for them to grow. And if there's not, you can take them up and pot them up and give them away. But don't ever put more dirt in above where that soil line is, even if you put more dirt in the pot.
Well, speaking of moving trees, last year you distributed over 10,000 tree seedlings.
Right.
10,000. Mm-hmm. You also planted over 14,000 large trees.
Right.
How do you have the time to get all those trees in the ground?
Well, we have some great corporate partners, quite frankly. And TXU Energy is one of those partners who helps us and supports our efforts. TXU Energy actually over the last 10 years has planted over 180,000 trees. So that's a lot of trees. But we work, we do projects ourselves in partnership with corporations, and we plant on school properties, we plant in parks, we're planting all the time. The seedlings we're usually giving away at events. So Earth Day Dallas, those kinds of events will give seedlings away. And quite an interesting story this year, we gave a tree seedlings away at in the city of Richardson for their wildflower days. And a woman called me the weekend was over, and she was extremely upset. And she said, I went and I couldn't find my trees. And so she comes every year to find her seedlings.
Just
and
get her seedlings to plant in there. I want to talk more about that. Matter of fact, I want to talk more about what you're doing with some of the projects that you have around town, even with Richardson, as you mentioned. We're talking to Jeanette Manier. She's president and CEO of the Texas Trees Foundation. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Don't go away, because we're going to talk about some of the projects that the Texas Trees Foundation has right after this.
Looking for a place to vacation this summer? Have you checked out your own backyard or coastline? Texas has 367 miles of Gulf shoreline and 3,300 miles of bay beaches. With so many options, where's the best place in Texas for fun in the sun? Monday mornings at 8:35 all this month, KLIF News and Information in the Morning is profiling the best beaches in Texas from the people who know them best. Monday morning, 8:35, Dave Williams and Amy Shadroff. News and Information in the Morning, KLIF.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel, including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are talking to Jeanette Minier. She is President and CEO of the Texas Trees Foundation. And we were talking about trees and wanted to talk about the projects in this segment. But one of the things, Jeanette, that you were involved in, and I need to talk about this, this is called Playmakers Talk Show, not because it's about sports, but there's a sports tie, and you've done some work with the NFL. Tell us about that.
Oh, we had a great project with the NFL when they were here for Super Bowl 45. I don't know whether people know this or not, but the NFL has an environmental program, and they come in, and there is kind of a zero impact is what their goal is for the environmental piece of the Super Bowl. And so we were involved when the NFL came in, we were involved, and they asked if we would do some tree planting. So we decided we're going to do this, and we're going to do it bigger and better, because that's what we do in Texas, correct?
That's absolutely.
Okay. So what we ended up doing is we got the 10 host committees or host cities involved, and we planted 6,000 trees for the Super Bowl 45 with the 10 host committees. And then we had a banquet, and Drew Pearson was our keynote speaker, and we had a great time. So we had thousands of volunteers come out to do this, and in each city, they were competing against each other for the best project, and they ended up winning a Super Bowl football, and the winner did, which was the city of Irving. But each individual project was different. And we really had fun, and there hasn't been a project that has planted more than 6,000 trees that I know of with the NFL for any of the Super Bowl projects.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations. Well, you have a number of other projects, too. One that's very timely is the JFK Grove. What
yes.
is that?
Well, in honor of JFK, as you know, the 50th anniversary of his passing, is his death, is in November, and so we decided that we were going to take the format that we used for the Super Bowl 45, and we were going to do a project to honor President Kennedy. So we have 10 cities that are involved that would like to work with us. So we're now in the process of raising funds. So on one day, which is November 2nd, 2013, in 10 cities, we'll plant 2,000 trees. And we're looking for corporate sponsorships. And the different sponsorships are based on, the return kind of that they'll get for marketing, advertising, those kinds of things. But this is a project that what we intend to do is to get the sponsorships, and then we'll plant all at one time in all of the cities. But then we'll have one large event. So it'll be a great event, and we're hoping that the corporations will get on board. We know that the corporations in North Texas are critical to the success of kind of our greening efforts. And through our Tree North Texas program, which is to plant 3 million trees over the next 10 years, we're going to need their help. And so when we look at the portfolio, kind of the diversity of portfolio for our fundraising and our development, We really are looking at corporations to kind of step in and help out. And their return on investment is really not just about the marketing and promotion that they get, but it's really getting their corporate employees involved. And it's really, we can give them numbers that they can use in their sustainability plans as well. So, you know, the corporations in North Texas have been very supportive in terms of they want a good quality of life for their employees. And they want those things like trails and trees that retain those employees.
And if anybody wants to get more information, there's four specific tabs on the website, which is texastrees.org. Donate, volunteer, plant, and learn. And Texas Tree Foundation will take any help they can get and money. But you also have another one that's even more local. It's called Relief. And what is that
Relief.
For?
Relief is our program. Remember, we had tornadoes. And so we, after tornadoes, we go into communities and we help them kind of reestablish their tree population. Mostly, you know, we're looking at Granbury right now and we've worked in Lancaster, some other communities around that were affected by the storms. What's interesting is when you have storms and tornadoes like we have, the first thing that we always look at is the safety of everyone. Is everyone safe? And after that assessment is done, typically what people will say is, oh, my trees, I lost my trees. So we try to go in and replant and recreate that canopy in their communities. And trees are a great catalyst to bring people together. So,
and the Relief is R-E-L-E-A-F.
Yes.
There's a number of projects that you're obviously involved in. You have the nation's largest known urban tree farm at Richland College.
Mm-hmm. We do.
7,000 trees.
Right now, the interesting thing is the tree farm is not only growing out trees there, but it's an education center. We typically have over 3,000 volunteers come in to help us plant trees and pot trees up and take care of trees. And this week we have a new volunteer out there and he's helping kind of water and maintain those trees. He's going to be a student at Texas A&M in forestry. And so we're going to, you know, we have those kinds of opportunities. One of the things that we really do well, and that is to be able to provide opportunities for large numbers of volunteers to come out and work at our urban tree farm.
And you have other things you do in Richardson, too. One is called Tree the Town.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Tree the Town is a program that we manage for the city of Richardson, and we work in partnership. Over the last 2 years, we've planted 600 trees in the city of Richardson, and we mobilize city residents. We've had a lot of support in the city of Richardson to do tree planting. Their insurance, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Texas Instruments. There's been a lot. Cisco. These corporations that are wanting to make their communities better are the kinds of partners that we have in programs like Tree the Town.
So you're all about trees. It's a Texas Trees Foundation, and the website is texastrees.org, and you'll be amazed at how much you can learn about trees on that website. I encourage you to go there. Just, if nothing else, you have all the different trees are native to Texas and all the information about those. Well, Jeanette, thank you very much for being with us. Learned a lot about trees.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thank you for Playmaker. It's a wonderful opportunity for CEOs to hear other CEOs and to learn about what's going on and the best ways kind of we're doing things.
Well, I appreciate that too. Jeanette Menier, she is president and CEO of Texas Trees Foundation. We're going to take a break, but don't leave us. We're going to find out about collision repair. We have Chris Abraham. He's the CEO of Service King Collision Repair Centers, and he'll be with us right after this.
In the morning and in the afternoon, your roadmap for right now traffic and the latest news. News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2, KLIF.
News and information, 570 KLIF.
George Zimmerman's potential trouble is far from over. Zimmerman's been acquitted of second-degree murder in last year's killing of an unarmed Trayvon Martin, but he could face a federal civil rights trial. The Justice Department says it has an open investigation that could produce charges. There's also the possibility of Martin's parents bringing a civil suit against Zimmerman.
The family certainly could sue for wrongful death against Zimmerman, even though he was found not guilty. We all remember the fact O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of murder, and yet the families sued him for wrongful death.
ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. The White House is dispatching State Department number two, Bill Burns, to Egypt, the first U.S. diplomat to go to Egypt since the military ousted Mohamed Morsi as president. Racing motorcyclist Bill Warner has died in a crash at an annual speed trial in Maine. Trying to top 300 miles an hour, Warner lost control at 285 and crashed. He was conscious and talking as he was taken from the scene, but died at the hospital. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lars David Staber, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free two-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free two-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of eight key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need, free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
News and information.
You'll get more here every morning and afternoon than you do at KRLD. More stories, more news. On News and Information, 570 KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment is all about collision repair, and with us is Chris Abraham. Chris is the CEO of Service King Collision Repair Centers. He began his career at Service King in 1995 as a service advisor. He then moved to management the following year. In 2004, Chris joined the operations team in the Service King Support Center to manage the company's insurance, DRP network, and customer service department. In November of 2008, Chris accepted the challenge of assembling a team to develop the Houston market. Since then, the Houston market has grown in revenue to over $70 million in collision repair. His leadership in the Houston helped Service King to be named number one in the 2011 Houston Business Journal's Best Places to Work. On January 4th of last year, 2012, Chris was named president of Service King. And in August of last year, Chris assumed the role of chief executive officer and board member. Chris, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve, very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. You started in 1995 as a service advisor. How did you get to Service King?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, my best friend and our current president, Jeff McFadden, Jeff started out managing a location for Service King. And in 1995, I had been out of school for a few years. I'd worked selling overnight freight for Airborne Express. And just jokingly asked Jeff at lunch one day if they were hiring. And he said, yes, they were. They had five locations then and were ready to grow to 10, which I thought was big time back then. I thought maybe I'd use my marketing degree that I had received from the University of North Texas and come in and be the big marketing guy for Service King. And, you know, in starting, I started out at the location level working with Jeff at the North Plano location and enjoyed the operations piece so much that I stayed on. Went on to manage my own facilities. Ended up opening a couple facilities for Eddie in the Fort Worth market to get us outside of Dallas for the first time. And, you know, the rest is history, so to speak. I don't know that you ever grow up thinking you're going to be in the collision repair business, but when Eddie hired me, he said, son, there's nothing glamorous about this business, but if you work hard, you can be successful and make a good living. And that's certainly been true.
You mentioned a couple of things that I want to talk about. First is you said there were five locations when you began. Right. But as we were talking before the show started, there's a lot more than five now. How many do you have?
Sure. So well, you mentioned a few years ago when I went to Houston to open the Houston market, we had 23 locations then. We have 12 in Houston now, and Houston really opened the door for us to expand into other markets in Texas. So that led us to San Antonio, which led us into Austin, which then last year led us out of state for the first time into the Phoenix, Arizona market, where we have 11 locations currently, and then into the Southeast, where we have locations in Mississippi, Nashville, Tennessee, and in Arkansas. So from the six when we started to 89 as we sit today, and I think plenty more by the time the year ends.
So yeah, you had mentioned there's a lot more that you're going to have, but you also mentioned Eddie's name too.
Yes.
And most people don't know that Eddie Lennox began Service King. What's some of the history behind how he started?
Yeah, so 37 years ago, you know, from it's kind of one of those stories, uphill through the snow with no shoes on. It's literally one location in downtown Dallas, very close to your studio here. Dirt floor, tin roof, no heat, no running water. And really at that time, I think, was just wanting to be in business to feed his family. He started out with a small loan from a neighbor across the alley from him that loved to watch him enjoy his passion of fixing wrecked cars in his garage. And it was an old Dallas transit driver that had retired and loaned him $10,000, almost a third of his retirement. And Eddie regrettingly took the money from him. His wife, Mr. Morgan's wife, pretty much made Eddie take the money. And the rest, as they say, is history. Just it is truly one of the great American entrepreneurial success stories. Eddie's a great man.
It sounds like it. Now, back in 1976, when he started the company, automobiles weren't quite as difficult to fix compared to now with all the changes that have occurred. It was just beginning to change. Right. So he saw, and you have seen, a lot of changes as cars have been developed in fixing those vehicles.
Absolutely. From lacquer paint to waterborne base paint to, you know, traditional frames on cars to now unibody structures, which that's one of the challenges for the collision repair industry now is the vehicle complexity and just the electronics and airbags and all that goes into constructing the vehicles now, you have to stay on top of training and updated technology so you know how to repair the cars properly.
Do the manufacturers send out alerts, warnings to collision repair centers to let them know of what to look for in cars, especially the electric cars?
Sure, they do. Absolutely. And with the electric cars, obviously the batteries are the big component there, and we have to be very, very careful and use specialized gloves in handling the batteries. And I would say that the OEs are very They could probably do a little better job, but I think they do a decent job of providing us with the technical documentation to be able to fix the cars, yes.
Then you must need to do a lot of research when you have a new car and to find out exactly how to fix that.
And we have online resources to be able to refer to as well.
Well, you have something on your website. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to check the website, it's serviceking.com. A lot of information on there we're going to talk about. But what is iCar?
iCar is to the collision repair industry what ASA would be to the mechanical services industry. iCar is our, training vehicle, if you will, for our technicians, our service advisors to learn the various aspects of the collision repair process.
Your business is based on, and we were discussing this earlier, really on taking care of the customer.
It is. Absolutely.
Did Eddie develop that into his business to become successful is really giving that customer service.
Yes. So, back to collision repair and him telling me, there's nothing glamorous about it. And people have already had a very traumatic experience with most likely their second most valuable possession. Mm-hmm. And we try to take that experience and make it as pleasant as possible. This isn't a pleasure purchase. It's not like going to the, to the car lot and buying a brand new car or a big screen TV. So to be able to take all the pain points for the customer and try to handle them those points for the customer, whether it be handling the claim with their insurance carrier or providing them outstanding communication during the repair so they know what's happening with their car, and really just trying to get them back to their lives. It's not brain surgery, but we are playing a role in people's lives here in getting them back to work, getting them to school, and getting kids to soccer practice. So we understand that and try to make that a painless process.
There's a lot of places a person could take their vehicle to get repaired in a collision, but it sounds like the first name in your name, Service King, is really what it's all about. Anybody can fix a car. Granted, it might be better or worse than others, but it's really, as you said, taking care of that customer when they bring, it's a traumatic experience when they bring that car in.
It is. Well, we look at Service King as a two-word mission statement. It's, we live up to both of the names. We want to be the king of service in this traumatic experience. So we think that we've done, you asked about Eddie's influence on that, and that has certainly been the case of always being innovative and taking advantage of new technologies that come available to be able to provide the customer with just outstanding service. Our locations are very convenient, easily accessible, and I think it's a little bit of shock to a customer when they come into one of our facilities. I had probably the greatest compliment when I opened our Euless location about our facilities and the resources and the money we put into them. A customer walked in and said, "Am I in a body shop?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, you are." And she said, I feel like I'm in the Nordstrom's of body shops." So, just again, I think a testament to our investment in just the customer experience and making the customer feel welcome.
Yeah, I've been to or have seen a number of service repair centers that are apparently like Eddie Star in a shack.
Right.
There's not a lot there. Anybody can open up a collision repair center to begin working on cars. But you've taken that another step. Like you said, it's almost, as you said, that almost a Taj Mahal of taking care of those vehicles.
Right. Try to get away from the word body shop, too. That has such a negative connotation, collision center or facility. But I think we've done a very good job in this industry.
Yes. You have one thing that interests me on your website, the repair status. A person can check on that. They can see the status of their car without having to call and find out what's going on.
Yes. So one of the things we've recognized with our with any consumer in today's in today's world is they want to be communicated with how they want to be communicated with, and some don't like phone calls. I mean, for me, I don't want a phone call giving me an update on my car. Maybe I want a text. Maybe I want an email. Maybe I want to go online and check the status of my car myself. So to provide each of these means for the customer to be able to get their status updates, again, this is their most second valuable possession. They want to know where it is, when they can get back in it. They're tired of the rental car that they're in. So I think that's something that we've taken great pride in developing is this online vehicle status, as well as online scheduling. You can schedule your repair online as well.
So everything is taken care of up until the point you bring the car in or someone's tows that car in for you.
That's right.
Well, Service King is all about service. I want to talk more about Service King, ask Chris about some of that service and also some of the training that they provide too. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Don't go away. We're going to spend more time talking to Chris Abraham, who is the CEO of Service King Collision Repair Centers. We'll be back right after this.
On your way to work in the morning and on your way home in the afternoon, you're looking for more news, more information, and you need it quickly. Here at KLIF, we're committed to bringing you more stories, more news than anyone else. How? By packing more information within the hour. News updates at least every 15 minutes. Bill Jackson with Right Now Traffic on the Fives every 10 minutes. Weather news, business news, sports news, you name it, we have it. The best source for news every morning and afternoon. News and information, 570 KLIF.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972 472-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
Is your company looking for great people? Then make sure to be a part of the Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair, September 25th at the Arlington Convention Center. With promotion from 6 Cumulus radio stations reaching millions of adults, this is your chance to meet over 6,000 job seekers. Don't miss out. Learn how you can participate by calling 972-708-4252. The Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair, September 25th. Call 972-708-4252.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free 2-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free 2-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Chris Abraham, and Chris is the CEO of Service King Collision Repair Centers. Talk some about the background, the history of Service King, and what they're doing. But one award, Chris, that you won that we were talking about that you're extremely happy about is the Dallas Business Journal that has ranked Service King the best place to work both in 2011 and 2012. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, it's beyond number of locations and revenue and all those other great things that we're doing to grow our business. That's the one thing I think everyone in our organization, I know I am very, very excited about, because it means that this is an award that our team votes on. And, you know, you don't get that if your people aren't happy. And, you know, we feel that if we continue to make our teammates happy and we can receive recognition and awards like this from our teammates, that the growth and success and the rest of that will really kind of take care of itself. We have to have good people to grow.
One of my favorite books is called The Customer Comes Second. And it's all about the ownership and managers taking care of the employees. Because that's as right. the employees go, so go the customers. If an employee is upset, they take it out on the customer. And the fact that you are one of the best places to work means your employees are focused on taking care of that customer. That's the service and service king.
That's absolutely correct. And we've shied away from the word employee. No offense to that. But we call them team and teammates just because that's really the approach that we take. Our leadership team, our executive leadership team, takes a very collaborative approach to new initiatives. It's not a dictatorial leadership. It's we're all in this together, and we're a big family. We spend more time at work than we do with our families, so let's treat it as such and grow smart.
Well, you're also all about giving back, too. You had a charity golf tournament in Houston, but it began here in Dallas, and you're very involved with raising money.
Absolutely. No, it did. The charity golf tournaments began right about the time I started with Service King back in 1995, and over the course of all these years, I think we have raised more than $1 million for charity, for charities such as Habitat for Humanity, Make-A-Wish, Help a Hero in San Antonio, and our new charity this year in DFW is Collin County Children's Advocacy Center. So we're very pleased and blessed to be able to provide for those that need assistance.
Your customers are taking care of you, and you go out and take care of the people that need that out in the marketplace.
That's part of it. Being part of the community and giving back is certainly something that Eddie Lennox and Service King have always been about.
Something also on your website that I noticed was a training and continuing education, which is unusual. I don't think I've ever seen a collision repair center that actually takes the time to train people about what needs to be done to those cars. How did that develop?
Sure. So our industry is different than no others, and we deal a lot with and work with our partners in the insurance industry, where a lot of our business comes from through direct repair relationships. And we provide free of charge to the insurance industry continued education classes that they can take on online and or register online and come and take the class at one of our facilities. So that's been another very successful venture for Service King over the course of the last 10 years.
And I'm looking at your website right now, which is serviceking.com, and you have to have a good 12, 14, 15 different locations that they can take these classes at.
Absolutely. I mean,
you've got something for everybody in almost any place. We've been talking about the service of Service King. We've talked about a little about your background. To put it kind of an umbrella, really what makes Service King stand out? Why should I bring my car to Service King to have my vehicle repaired?
You know, I think some of the things I've already touched on, and that is that we take painstaking effort to make sure that your experience is above and beyond what you expected, and to take the stress, the worry, the concern, and the hassle out of what can be a very unpleasant experience for a consumer with a crashed car. We have clean facilities, very easily accessible, and we're very honest. You know, I've always said this. Every business makes mistakes. It's how you earn up to the mistake or take care of the customer if there is a need. And I will just say that we own up to everything that we do. We're honest. We have integrity. And I think there's a lot of fear going into that situation for a customer that, something's going to not be right.
Yeah, can you get my car fixed the way it was?
That's right.
The talk is about making sure something's done right. It's not what the problem is, it's how you take care of me during the problem. And apparently that's what you're focused on. Well, you've been with Service King just under 20 years.
Correct.
And you've worked your way up. It's almost almost like Eddie Lennox in building his business. You've kind of started from the ground floor as a service advisor and worked your way up. Can you think of one thing in your career in Service King that you can point to where everything began to change? You knew you were on the right path.
You know, Eddie had always, for any of his managers that he saw some, opportunity, and was always very diligent about giving us the next opportunity and not letting us, grow stale in an environment. And so always being provided that opportunity. And I would have to say that the offer or the request to move to Houston and take Service King outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth market for the first time in its 32-year history was my aha moment, my wake-up moment for life, business, all that, to tell my family that we're going to go start over. and to do something that the company had never done before and that certainly I had never done and had no experience in. But, you know, I think that goes back to fear is something that motivates me. You know, I think it motivates a lot of people, but fear can be very paralyzing. And I think that's one of the things deep down in me that always keeps me motivated is that I like a little fear. I like that nudge. And to go down there and start with what was one location at the time and to grow it over a three-year period to 12 locations, $70 million, and have all the help and assistance that I did with the teammates that moved down there with me to show that we could do that. Was my aha moment. And I think the aha moment for Eddie and the rest of our leadership team to say, hey, if we can do it in Houston, we can do it in San Antonio and Phoenix. And so that was very exciting.
To a large degree, you were almost like Eddie Lennox, being an entrepreneur, going to Houston and starting what he started in Dallas. Do you have any advice for an entrepreneur, for a business owner, of what it takes to be successful? Because you said that fear is one of those motivators for you, but you use that to make it work.
Absolutely. Well, I think the first thing is think big. You know, think big. Think beyond what's in front of you. Think what you the utopian ending should be for you, your business, your career, and start taking small steps every day to get there. Again, fear is paralyzing. You have to be a little afraid, but you can't be paralyzed by fear. And the other thing is obviously is know what you don't know and surround yourself with the people that do know. And that's something that Eddie did. That's something that I've done. You have to know where you need help and not be afraid to ask for it, and put people in places to understand the vision, the direction of the company, but then back up and let them, once they understand that direction, back up and give them the autonomy to grow the business.
Well, you have a tremendous amount of equipment, a lot of assets that are tied up, but your business is really all about your people.
It is all about our people.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show. That was wonderful information about how you're running your business.
Thank you very much, Steve. Great show.
We've had Chris Abraham, who is the CEO of Service King Collision Repair Centers. Our guest earlier was Jeanette Monier. She's president and CEO of Texas Trees Foundation. Thank you very much for joining us on Playmakers Talk Show. You can get all the information about our guests and our future guests on PlaymakersTalkShow.com and go to the archives section and you can hear all the past shows of Playmakers Talk Show. Thank you very much for being with us. Join us next week at the same time. I'm Steve Klein. See you then.
I'm Lars David Staper, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free two-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free two-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of eight key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple:
to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
News and information 570 AM.